Cooking with Caitlin, Sundays at 3 on 55KRC, the talk station.
Well, a beautiful day here in Cincinnati. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, 1233 it is. And joining us now is Chuck Minkhouse. He is the owner of CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair. And Chuck, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Gary?
I'm equally just fantastic.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is a gorgeous day, yes. And it is a great day to get outside. I just did my little dilly about walking around the home and, you know, just making notes of things that every time I walk around my home, I always find something. And your business, CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair, people can tell pretty easily when something's wrong there because, well, nothing's draining or it's draining really slow. Is that how you usually detect you got a major problem in your sewer line?
Yeah, normally we get calls once the sewer is backed up and there's sewer problems, water in the basement, you know, toilets that won't drain. Right. But typically it's going to be water in the basement or very slow draining system.
Yeah, yeah. I had a friend, and I know he spoke to somebody at your place, maybe spoke to you. And I wanted to kind of bring this up because it was kind of an interesting story. His daughter was buying a house, and I don't know whether the home inspector said, hey, you ought to have your sewer line scoped out and see if there's any issues. Because the house was about 80, 90 years old. And this fella caught me. He lives down the street, and he's telling me about this, and they had it scoped. He goes, there looks like there's a root growing inside the line. And, you know, when I think of roots inside a sewer line, I don't really panic until he said, no, it's a root that's growing down, and it's punctured through the sewer line or through the clay pipe. Is that common in older homes? And I guess if you're looking at an older home, that's something you definitely want to look at before you buy it, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, on seller and buyer side both, you need to know what's going on with the sewer. You know, you buy a house and you expect that the sewer is going to work. Why wouldn't it? You know, right. It's something you don't see, something you really don't think about.
Right.
But it's expensive when it goes bad, and it can kill the sale of a house. I've seen it many, many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just the information you need to have before you buy the house or before you sell the house.
Well, that's exactly what I told him, and he was on the same page, too, and he was kind of saying, like, well, who do I get to examine this? And I said, you call CME, you talk to Chuck, and he can probably re-scope it and analyze it and give you options. Now, what kind of options do you have in a case where a tree root is busted through a clay line? And the owners of the house, of course, you know, they never had any problems with it. Whether
right.
they did or not, who knows? But
right.
You're going to have problems with it, right?
Yeah, nobody wants to know that there's a problem with it.
Right.
But information is key so that you can catch it early and not move into a house and then a month later, all your moving boxes that are full of your personal items that you don't want to lose are in the basement or the garage, and then the sewer backs up and destroys all of that.
Yeah.
And in 1 minute, you know,
yeah.
when that sewage touches those items, they're done. There's no saving them.
Well, it's interesting you say it that way too, Chuck, because even him, who wasn't buying the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, well, you know, just, you know, if there's just some roots in there and you know, he was kind of, you know, justifying it too. It could be 10 years. Yeah, it could be 10 years. It could be 10 days.
You just don't know.
And he is a guy that is a professional in his field. He was like, if this was in my field, I could look at this. I could tell you this is a problem. I said, well, that's why I'm giving you Chuck's name. Because
right.
that's what you guys do at CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair, right? You analyze this and you repair it.
Yeah, and that's all we do. We only work on sewers, pipes. That's, mm-hmm. So we specialize in that. We look at each job individually and assess what's going to be the best repair, what's going to be the most cost-effective and permanent mm-hmm. repair, whether it's, cleaning the sewer out and just determining that there was buildup in it, grease or debris, or that it needs to be relined. Some sewers are collapsed 100%, and we have to dig up a spot and repair that. But most of what we look at, we can line.
Right.
We can reline it, and relining is it's a permanent fix. It's a new pipe inside the old pipe.
Right. Now, that, and we'll get to that in a minute, too, but that's not really thick. You're not really going to cut down on the size of pipe, right?
No, you're going to actually increase, increase the flow, which increases the capacity. It's seamless, no joints. So it's, you know, 3/16 of an inch thick, typically. And it's structural. So even if there are pieces of pipe missing, this is going to take care of the problem.
Sure. Take me through the history of the sewer lines that go from the house out, because a lot of people don't realize, you know, they may be PVC now or what, but some of them are steel, some of them are clay. What's the history of the sewer pipes?
Yeah, so, the quick history would be that we had so many sewers being put in Cincinnati and clay that there wasn't enough water being flushed down the system to clear the lines, meaning push the solids through the main lines. So many years ago, technology didn't exist for what we do today. So they decided, they being engineers, decided let's hook the sanitary and the sewer, the storm, your roof drains together. And when it rains, it'll flush the whole system out, which is great until we came up with too many houses, too much water, and the pipes can't handle it all.
Right.
So those are the big projects that you see around town. They're known as sewer separations, where we're going back to the old way of separating storm and sanitary. Right. And that's the history of that part of it. But then the types of pipe are cast iron, clay, concrete, Orangeburg, which is a tar paper pipe.
Right.
That was designed because of the war. There was no cast iron.
Right.
There was no way to make steel pipe. So Orangeburg was made, and it's still in the ground today, and it's like any other pipe. It's failing.
And the soil in our area has a lot to do with failure, doesn't it? The amount of clay.
Yeah, we have clay soil, which gets extremely heavy when it soaks up water. And then when it dries up, it shrinks and cracks and shifts and moves everything. Foundations, you know, driveways, trees, and sewer pipes.
Sure. You were talking about some pipes actually collapse, but most sewer lines you can repair, you can line. Kind of start that process of how you line a sewer pipe, because it's really unique, and you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time. That's all we do is sewer repair. Sewer meaning storm sewer, sanitary sewer, process sewer lines, anything that is a pipe that transfers water. So we clean the line, get all the debris out, the roots, the gravel, broken pipe, pieces of broken pipe that we have tools that we can go in and on a large scale, it's like arthroscopic surgery. We go through a small hole, being the clean out in the basement. And pick those pieces of clay out, grab them, pull them out of the pipe. And once the line is clean and clear of all the debris, then we'll install a epoxy liner, which is, for lack of a better term, it's a wet sock. And once we install that wet sock from point A to point B, which is typically the house to the street or the right-of-way, we'll put a bladder inside of that and air that up, pressurize it, and then put steam or hot water to that bladder, which is going to activate that thermal set plastic, which is the resin, and take it from a liquid to a solid. And that's a one-day process. And when we're done, we pull the bladder out. The pipe is 100% usable at that time.
Now, nothing lasts forever, even the clay pipe.
Yeah,
how
nothing.
Long is this steel expected pipe, to last? Yeah.
This has a 50-year minimum design life with a 100-year life expectancy.
Okay. Well, that's a
whole
bunch of
generations. So it should be around longer than most of us.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you see in terms of pipes that fail the most? I guess it depends on what generation. I mean, is it the clay pipe that you find yourself repairing more than the others, or are they all just kind of about equal? Some rust out, some collapse, etc.
Yeah, when it comes to the pipe that's outside the house, typically we're going to see any type of segmented pipe, meaning it has joints,
Right.
whether it's clay, cast iron, Orangeburg, those are going to have root infiltration problems where groundwater has worked its way down through the surface and into the pipe. So it's created a highway for water. And as that water trickles into the pipe, roots follow the water, just nature
Right,
doing its thing.
yeah, and
And
they
when the
need
roots
it.
get into that pipe, they find out that there's water there 24/7, 365. It's a
Right.
good place to find water. And the roots expand. They may come in through a small joint, crack, hole, compromised gasket. And once they get in, they expand and they will fill the entire pipe full of roots so that they can transfer that water back up to a tree or a bush.
Is there any maintenance people can do on getting the roots out without having to repair, or
Yeah,
eventually
you
you'll
can. You
repair?
absolutely. You can have the pipe cleaned annually, and then use a root treatment, like a foaming Root-X, something that's going to pour. You know, a lot of people want to pour copper sulfate down the line, and it really doesn't do anything because it just stays in the flow of the water
You
where
need
the
the
roots
foam or
actually grow
something,
in.
right?
Yeah, the roots actually grow in from the top of the pipe,
Right.
and none of that chemical is getting up there. So foaming Root-X is going to expand and stick to those roots. But those are just temporary,
Fixes, sure.
fixes. The pipe's compromised. It needs to be repaired as a permanent repair because the more the roots grow, the bigger they're going to make those joint separations.
Sure.
And then we get erosion of the soil outside the pipe, which causes the pipe to shift and
Sure.
crack and then ultimately just collapse and fail.
Right. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and talk about some of your commercial business and when do you have to dig up and repair the line and you can't line it. We'll cover all that. Chuck Menkaus, he is the owner of CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair, and we'll continue our conversation. You're at home with Gary Sullivan right here on 55 KRC, The Talk.
Don't miss any of your favorite shows. Get the podcast on the iHeartRadio app at 55krc.com.
All right, back at it. 12:49 on your Saturday afternoon. Chuck Menkaus, owner of CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair, is my guest. We've been talking about, the different types of sewer pipes and how you line a sewer pipe. And what have you been doing? 25 years, Chuck? I'll lose track after a while.
I lose track too. 23.
23 years. All
23.
right.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate big in a couple of years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Hopefully.
okay. Cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. At some point, you sometimes have to dig. The old way, in fact, we ought to cover it, the old way or the way people used to see you dig up the whole front yard and replace the pipe. My gosh. You'd have the big pile of dirt after it was all done. And I mean, it was a mess for a year, year and a half. That's
Right.
a true statement. I mean, I've seen them. And now this is a cleaner, faster way, but sometimes you still have to dig if the pipe's collapsed or broken apart, disintegrated, whatever, right?
Yeah, there are some pipes that are completely gone. There's just nothing. We can't get a cable through, anything through it, you know. So we may have to dig up. Typically, we're going to wind up digging up maybe a 5 or 6 foot section that's completely gone, repairing it, and then lining through the whole thing to create that seamless sewer from the house out to
Right.
the street again.
Right. And the lesson there is if you have a problem, get it fixed, because it's I use the phrase all the time, that $5 repair becomes $50 repair, becomes a $500 repair, becomes a $5,000 repair. And isn't
Yeah,
that the truth?
it's not going to get better on its own.
Yeah.
You
Isn't
know,
that the truth? I
it's just going
see.
to keep getting worse.
Yeah. But you find that a lot of times you don't have to do any digging at all, right?
Yeah, probably 80% of what we do every, okay. you know, on every job is no digging.
Well, you are the no dig sewer line repair experts, by golly.
Yeah, I take pride in that.
Absolutely, you should. Let's shift gears a little bit from the home, because I know you do a lot of commercial work too, and I've been doing that for over 20 years also. So you got to run into different things there, different size pipes, and certainly an urgency, because you know, if it's a restaurant or something, they're out of business.
Yeah, all the way from restaurants, bars to, you know, automotive shops, all the way up to food processing plants, automotive distribution warehouses. Every building that you see everywhere has a sewer system in it. And what's going down the sewer system is typically the problem, whether it's caustic soda, processed water, temperature of water is extremely hard on cast iron. Dishwashers are extremely hard on cast iron. So
because of the expansion contraction? Or
No, mostly the, just the pH of the water.
Okay, all right.
So when you have that really low pH, it's cast iron, it's metal, it's going to be eaten away over time. And everything inside the building is going to be cast iron or not new stuff, but, you know, it's going to be cast iron, some stainless steel. For processed water, that we see even stainless steel has problems where the expansion and contraction from the hot water versus cold water cracks the pipe, and then you've got an open joint. So we've got lining materials that can handle that temperature change.
Wow. So you work in the middle of the night a lot, I bet.
Yeah, you know, plant shutdown or, you know, restaurant, it needs to be back up and running.
Right.
You know, to open up in the morning.
Sure.
So that's what we have to do.
So whether it's commercial or whether it's residential, how does the process start? They give you a call, and what happens?
Yeah, so they'll give us a call. On the residential side, we'll come out. Customer call. We'll set up an appointment to come out, no charge, to camera the sewer line and see what's going on with it. And then determine what's going to be the best repair. You know, what's the most economical for the customer? What's going to be the longest lasting, and then we let the customer decide what they want to do. We're very low pressure. We can fix any pipe no matter what. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how the customer wants to proceed. On the commercial side, we typically get calls that are, you know, we've got these problems, these floor drains are backing up, there's gravel in the line, and we schedule to do the work during a shutdown. Because those are things that have to be scheduled, you know, long term.
Sure. So as we start out this conversation, and the home market right now is crazy. I mean, there's not enough houses for sale. And the trend is maybe older suburbs, and certainly something you'd want to get inspected would be the sewer line. Do you get a lot of referrals on something like that where you can analyze it? And I don't know at that point who you're talking to, whether you're talking to the owner of the house or you're talking to the person that's buying the house. Do you find yourself doing that kind of business? Is that kind of a growing business?
Typically what we do is we let the home inspectors that are now doing sewer inspections, you know, doing a video of the sewer to determine if there's a problem. And then the customer researches who they want to call, whether it's going to be the buyer or the seller. We try not to get in the middle of that.
Right.
That can get kind of hairy.
Yeah, so, there's no need to. The buyer just wants the facts, right?
Correct.
You know, and then they can decide
There are a few companies in town that will do the, the pre-purchase inspection of the sewer line.
Right.
And then we'll look at that video. You know, and give them the best options that they have in front of them.
Okay. All right. Well, if folks, again, if you've had, and I'm sure this happens too, I'm sure nobody's all excited about having a sewer pipeline. No offense, Chuck, but you get what
no
I
one
mean.
Is.
Yeah, no one is. But if you have issues with sewage backing up in your basement, it's not going to go away. Get that line scoped and inspected. That's the advice. And find out what your options are, because the cost is only going to go up.
It does, and then you're taking the risk of destroying everything in the house that's in the basement or the garage or wherever you may store it on that lower level.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the name of the company, CME Pipelining and Sewer Repair. The website is cmepipelining.com, and can they give you a call, too? Do you have the phone number there?
Absolutely, 513-672-8302.
All right. My pleasure. Thanks for your time, Chuck.
Thank you, Gary. Have a great weekend,
and
we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a great weekend, too. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Just about 3 minutes before the 1 o'clock hour. And, you know, it's interesting. Is the things you run into, and it is, there's some things in a home nobody really wants to spend money on. But thank goodness that the ability is there to do it more economically, quicker, faster, with less mess. I mean, just think, for instance, if that sewer line is going out of your house, across the sidewalk and under the driveway, and geez, old Pete, think about if they had to dig that and cut that driveway. So I know he said he's been doing it for 23 years. I'd say in the last 15 years, it's really caught on. More and more people are understanding what they can do and how they can make that project a little bit easier, a little bit more tolerable too. But if you've got sewage backing up in your basement, you certainly got to get that corrected. Again, it's cmepipelining.com, or you can give them a call at 513-672-8302. Very good. Another quick day, 4 hours of fun. Good Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.